I'm standing here this evening by the mercies of God. I'm by the grace of my Father, my spiritual Father and the Lord. May the mercy of God, the grace of God be continually multiplied upon his life and ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Just like I've said, tonight is a night of war. Please, I want you to come out with the spirit of enough is enough. The kind of powers we are looking at tonight has dealt a very serious blow to human race. In fact, there are people who are hearing me tonight. If God can help you tonight and you fight like a wounded lion, you will see the kind of thing the Lord will do immediately. There are people who are here tonight. Where you are now, it's not where you're supposed to be. It is all due to the attack of this wicked power. It's all due to the attack of this evil power. Many are hearing me tonight. Even as you are here, you are under their hot case, pursue you night and day. I mean, these powers, they are the ones that keep good things. They look for good seed and kill it. They are wasters and destroyers. The spirit behind affliction and the powers that arrest breakthrough. And that is why I titled my message, Killing the Serpent of Affliction. You see, the ultimate hand of this power, that is what they are working towards in the life of a believer, is to push a believer to that position where the believer is frustrated. I'm praying for somebody tonight. Any power behind the problem you are going through now, any power that is secretly rejoicing at your crying, any power that is in alignment to keep you where you are, any power that is holding secret meetings and they are jubilating behind that your condition is like this, tonight the vengeance of the Lord shall be released on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 10, verse number 19. Please, it's important you open your Bible to Luke chapter 10, verse number 19. Luke chapter 10, verse number 19. It's a popular passage. And look at what it says. Luke 10, 19. It says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. So you can see, even the introduction we can read in this passage of the Bible is that all the powers that the devil has, the Bible categorizes and put all of them under serpentine power. What we are looking at here tonight is the power behind voodoo. Is the power behind familiar spirit. The power behind sorcery. Is the power behind abalism. Is the power behind black magic. Is the power behind stargazers. All those wicked powers, they all come under one umbrella. The serpentine power.
I pray for somebody tonight. Anyone under the sound of my voice, that a group of powers, that is called serpentine power, they are tormenting your life, and they are oppressing your life, and they are punishing your life, and they are humiliating your life. Right there, be set free. Let that amen roar like thunder. Let that amen roar like fire. Let's look at the scripture very quickly. In Genesis chapter 3.
Genesis 3,
verse 1. Serpent was introduced into our world as a very soft animal. The word soft means very deceptive, manipulative power. Power that loves to hurt you, but put up mask. And since serpent was introduced into our world, the peace left the world. The world has never recovered. In the same Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, God cast a serpent. Say, of all the animals on earth, you are under a curse. And serpent has remained cast. Let me also pray for somebody who is hearing me tonight. Any serpent in your father's house, any serpent in the house where you are living now, that is behind your problem, I curse them in the name of Jesus. I curse them in the name of Jesus. I curse them in the name of Jesus. Now, Exodus chapter 7, verse 10. You will see the operation of serpents confronting Moses in the court of
Pharaoh.
Moses appeared in the court of
Pharaoh.
And then he brought out his rod. His rod became a serpent. And then the Pharaoh said, he called all the magicians. Please read your Bible very well. The name the Bible called them is sorcerer. The Bible says he called the sorcerer. He called the magician. And they came. And they too also threw their rod, put their rod down. And their rod became a snake. But then the Bible told us that the serpent of
Moses
began to swallow the serpent of the magician. The important point I want you to notice there, the word the Bible called the sorcerer, the magicians, they are the powers that the Bible referred to them as enchanters. Enchanters. No wonder the Bible says, in number 23, verse 23. Number 23, verse 23. You know what the Bible says? There is no enchantment against Jacob. I hope you know the meaning of enchanters. The enchanters are those who manipulate words. Enchanters are those who use coded words. Enchanters are those who employ the power of incantation. Enchanters are those who will say, go and bring his pictures. I just want his picture and he will be there. Enchanters are those, just look for pieces of his clothes and bring it. Enchanters are those who say, just watch him carefully. When he removes his leg from the sand, then bring the sand. Is there anyone under the sound of my voice tonight? And as I'm praying right now, maybe pieces of your clothes or your picture or something is representing you in the camp of the enchanter, I pray right now, fire will answer them! Fire! Fire, we answer them. In the name of Jesus. The enchanters.
I want to say fire.
They are terrible.
The
enchanters.
I want fire.
They have no mercy.
The
enchanters.
I want to say fire.
They go for king. The enchanters.
I want to say fire.
They waste glorious destiny. As you proceed further. Number 21. Verse 6. The children of Israel were advancing towards their promised land. Then serpent showed up again. Listen. If you are here tonight and you are after your destiny, and you say to yourself, I just want to be what God wants me to be, I just want to fulfill my life assignment. Can I tell you something? Satan will go after you. This serpent, they will go after you. When the children of Israel were on their way to their promised land, then this serpent showed and began to bite them. Please note that the beating of serpents halts destiny. In fact, the Bible said as soon as they were beaten, they died. How many people are dead today, although they appear as if they are still living? How many people are going on the street like a walking corpse? How many destiny have been slain now? How many destiny, although they are still living, but they are buried already? I want to pray for 7 people here. Anyone under the sound of my voice. And this serpent said they will not leave you alone. They will appear to you in the dream. They will appear to you in the real life. And they are using every means to oppress your life. Tonight, receive your deliverance. Be set free. 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 Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Please note them. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse number 11. It says, serpent will bite without enchantment. It says, serpent will bite without enchantment. And then if you read verse 8, if you don't connect it to verse 8, you won't be able to know what it's saying. Because verse 8 says, whosoever removes the hedge, serpent will bite. As a child of God, there is a hedge. And if you walk overboard, the person becomes a victim of this serpentine power. You are going to see later in the day. Isaiah 27 verse 1. That one introduced us to another class of serpents. This one, the Bible called this one a boasting serpent. In fact, if you read the whole of that chapter, you will see, and then you read other passages, a whole passage of the Bible was devoted to this power. The Bible called this level of serpent Leviathan. Is the senior uncle, senior brothers. The Bible calls this one crooked serpent. The Bible calls this one piercing serpent. The Bible calls this one a flying serpent. This kind of serpent was boasting. He said, with what will you kill me? He said, will you shoot a gun at me? He said, will you kill me with your hook? It's called the boasting serpent. I pray for somebody today. All these boasting serpents in your family, one by one. One by one, heaven shall eliminate them. Let that heaven roar like thunder. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Here in this passage of the Bible, you can see that we have certain kind of power to put serpents under control. Acts of Apostles chapter 28. You see the serpent show up there again. Acts of Apostles chapter 28. Verse number 1. I will just paraphrase. It was the Apostle Paul, the man that has escaped the turbulence on the high sea. Now, towards the end of the journey of Apostle Paul, the Bible says he got to the highland of Melita. And because it was a cold season, the environment was extremely cold. So what they did was to gather some wood. To warm themselves. And so what they gathered this wood together. And then, they try to warm themselves. Immediately they introduce the fire. The serpent was hidden inside one of the sticks. And he came out and beat the hand of Apostle Paul. In this highland, they have a belief that anybody that is beaten by that a snake like that, and the person must be a wicked person, and that the minute the serpent is beat the person must die. In fact, the pattern of death is that the person will swell up, the person will burst, and then the person will die. So when the serpent held on to the hand of Apostle Paul, the Bible says, these people, they watched him. They expected him to swell up. They expected him to burst and die. But then, the Bible says, the Apostle Paul shook the serpent into the fire and felt no harm. And when the people saw that the beast had no power over Apostle Paul, they changed their mind. They began to worship Apostle Paul. Listen to me. The reign of serpent in your family, in your house, tonight is coming to an end. Let somebody roar amen like fire. Please get ready to pray. Please prepare your mind to pray seriously. When you now look at Revelation chapter number 12, the Bible says there was war in heaven. And guess who was the leader who led the war? Serpent, dragon, Satan. The Bible calls him old serpent. Old serpent. The serpent in Genesis
has
become dragon. And the Bible says, after the battle, there was peace in heaven. The Bible says there was peace in heaven. There was peace in heaven. There was a sign of relief there. That serpent has been chased out. Tonight, I pray for somebody. I don't know where you are. The serpent that has been killing people in your household. The serpent that has been swallowing destiny in your father's house. They shall die suddenly. They shall die suddenly. They shall die suddenly. They shall die suddenly. Please write this information down. Because it's going to lead us into our prayer. Number one, the characteristics of serpent. Number one, serpent love to live in hiding place. Serpent loves to live in a close place. No wonder the Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers are fed away out of their close places. If you know the way serpent operates, it can live inside the place for a long time. It will be hiding there. It will be waiting for your unguided hour. It will be waiting for your weak moment. It will be waiting when all your defenses are down.
It
will be waiting for the day that it will strike. And let me tell you, when the serpent strikes, it also has the power to disappear. And that's why the Bible talks about this. Wisdom of serpent. Serpent has these tendencies. When he appears in a place, he will put up the appearance of that environment. He will put up the color of that place.
He
will put up the atmosphere. Amen. So that it will not be known. How many people are under the sound of my voice now? And the serpent is living in their house, but they are not aware. I remember the story of our father in the Lord. The husband of this woman died under strange circumstances. And then he was buried. And then this woman will leave her children at home and go to a place of war. But immediately this woman leave her home, the children will start to cry. And one of the days the people in the compound, they started telling this woman, what is going on? It looks like anytime you are out to your place of work, this your children, they always cry. And this crying is a cry of somebody who is in distress.
So
this kind of cry, please, can you find out what is wrong?
So
one of the days, the woman told the house girl that was living in a house, now I'm going to office. Somewhere in the middle of the road, she decided to come back. And as she moved very close to the house, then she was hearing the cry of the children. And as a mother, she rushed to the house. Before she got there, she first of all peeped through the window. And what she saw, the house girl had completely transformed to serpent and was tormenting the children, and the children were crying. The woman opened the door and said, so you are a serpent in this house. The girl said, So you are just finding out. So who killed your husband? I want to pray for some people. Any serpent that is living in your house, and they have been there for some time, killing you little by little, sucking life out of you, sucking your prosperity, as to shout this loud, amen. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. In the name. Serpent love to live in hiding places.
Hey, Joseph, what's my bear? I won't be coro.
Waiting for your unguided hour. Waiting until the time your defenses are broken down. Waiting for the time that your prayer life is no longer what it used to be. And then they move in. And I remember the story of this lovely brother. Very dedicated. And one day, he found himself committing immorality with a particular girl. And this brother realized, what happened? Why am I here? And the lady was laughing hysterically. He said, you don't understand. For 17 years, I've been looking for this hour. And now I got you. My assignment is finished. One brother came to me to share what happened to him. He's a man of God. I don't know what is wrong. I saw this lady, and I just wanted to give her a lift. And I assisted her. But I realized, I found myself on top of her. I am praying for somebody. Any satanic serpent that is on assignment to get you, to kill you, as you shout this loud, amen, they expire. Look at this next one. Serpent has an expanded stomach. You see, serpent has an expandable stomach. The serpent can swallow an object that is four times his size. Serpent has the swallowing power. If you have not read Job chapter 20 verse 15, Job chapter 20 verse 15 says, they are swallowed down riches. Which riches? The riches of families. The day I heard this girl making a confession, that was the day I now realized this Job chapter 20 verse 15. The girl said, the riches of all the members of our family, the cars they are supposed to buy, their houses, is inside her stomach. And I looked at the girl. According to them, they said the girl should be about 11 years or 13 years. I don't know. But she was looking like a tiny thing, like maybe 4 years. And I asked myself, you mean inside this small stomach, people's marriages are there, people's houses are there, People's cars are there. I want to pray for some people.
All
those who have swallowed your riches. All those who have swallowed your head. This very night, I commission the angels of war. They shall destroy them. 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 In the name. They swallow down riches. And they shall vomit it. Let me hear you, they shall vomit it. Your voice is not loud, though. Say, please say it very well, though. So, and as serpent swallows, that is how the stomach could be expanded. You see people's career.
You see how many
certificates.
Really?
Health. But I love the testimony I heard. This person was so sick that he was already smelling dead. Flies was already following the person. You know what happened? The witches, they hurt him up. Some of them hurt liver. Some hurt kidney. And that's how they share the thing. But you know what happened? Later they were the witches, they were giving testimony. After prayer, the angel of the Lord began to go to their houses one by one.
Say,
you are the one that hurt liver. You are vomit it now. And
then
goes to another person. Say, you are the one that hurt the kidney. And that was how the man recovered mysteriously. I want to pray for somebody right now. Whatever this serpent has eaten up, that miracle that happened to that brother, anyone under the sound of my voice, the serpent they have eaten any part of your body, the serpent they have swallowed your glory, right now, I command them to vomit it out. Vomit it by fire.
In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Please sit down. Serpent can see in the dark. They have this sharp eye. They can see anything. And that tells us, people of God, especially if you read the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel told us that there are watchers. That watch. Monitor. They are watching for your next breakthrough. Two small, people in the primary school, they were fighting. And the teacher went there and said, "Ah, why are you people fighting? Separate yourself." And they separated. One of the persons that they were fighting went to the teacher and said, "Teacher, you are 3 months pregnant. And you remember what happened to you 3 months ago? You lost the pregnancy. And you are still running your mouth anyhow." The teacher
teacher said, you this small. Shut up! But she was wise. When she left, she ran to the house of God for prayers. They can see anything. Serpent has double tongues. Double tongues. If you sit under their talk, and it will catch you. Sweet mouth. Everything will be sweet. But at the end of the day, you say, all lies. It's all lies. But you will see that it will be sweet. But it's all lies. How was able to convince Eve? Of course, sweet talk. He just twisted the word of God. There are many of such people in our lands all over the places. And that's why the children of God should understand. And the Bible has told us in this end time, I want to see all kinds of fakes all over the places. The fact that somebody is prophesying doesn't mean he's prophesying by the Spirit of God. After all, when you read Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 16, you see a lady there that was prophesying by the Spirit of snake. And Apostle Paul knew her. And Apostle Paul shouted at her, said, "You that demon, get out of her." And the serpent came out. And the spirit of prophecy died. And the lady could not prophesy. There was a Sunday service in a particular church. People were, the church was filled to capacity. It was a dancing and, you know, gyrating and singing moment. Then this native doctor came to the front of the church and sent a message to the, he said, "Go and tell the pastor, I want my pot and I want my serpent." He said, "The pastor has not kept the agreement, so I want my pot, I want my serpent." So the person ran to the church and said to pastor, "There is one man outside, he calls himself an herbalist. He said, give him his pot and give him his serpent." And the pastor said, "Go and tell him that is how they always come here when they see a man of God who is doing well. Then they will now go and say they are the one that gave him power. Don't mind him." So he did not mind the herbalist. So suddenly the herbalist ran into this church and told his boy, said, "Dig this place now." And they began to dig. Very soon they saw the spot. And they see the serpent. And the native doctor told all of them, "All of you, it is the serpent that brought you." I pray for somebody. Any power that has hired the serpent to punish your life, as you shall they be dead. Please write this thing down. Our time is fast gone. Please note.
that the ultimate end of the attack of serpents is frustration. Many children of God are already frustrated. The ultimate end of the serpent attack is you will see the person will be frustrated. He will put his hands on this one, it's not working. And let me tell you, frustration is deadly. When people are thoroughly frustrated, they can do anything. You see people by their home themselves, they will jump into the lagoon. What is it that drove them to do that?
It's frustration.
There was a time Abraham was frustrated.
Look for child.
And see, the next thing is to compromise.
But now,
see what that small compromise, see what has caused the world.
And I
hope you know that wherever Abraham is now, if he looks down and sees the terror that his mistake has caused the world, that's why I am telling somebody here today, don't fall to the other side. Some people get frustrated, they go to look for the devil. Some get frustrated, the herbalist they said is bad, they go after them. Elijah got frustrated, he said to himself, he said, let me die. Say, I'm tired.
So
I'm frustrated. There is no body in their father's. So he said, Lord, I'm tired. I want to die. Frustration. When the wife of Job was frustrated. I hope you know that it was that woman that was responsible for taking care of Job. The sickness was terrible. And the woman became tired. And then he said, Oga, won't it be better that you just curse God and die? I pray for somebody right now. The spirit of frustration that has enveloped your life. You are tired. And you have gotten to that point where you are ready to do anything. Tonight, receive your deliverance! 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 There are seven layers of people who are involved in this. Number one, there are those who came from the family where they worship
serpents.
If you are coming from that family, tonight is your night. You need to pray. People of God, tonight, if you are here,
you have
not given your life to Jesus.
You
have not surrendered your life to Jesus. You are living in one secret sin or another. And there are things that you are doing and you know it can harm your life. This is the night to surrender. All eyes closed. Wherever you are, and you are saying, please, man of God, I want you to pray for me. I need deliverance over this serpentine power. You know that you are not born again. Wherever you are, just raise up your hand. I want to pray for you. Just raise up the hand. God bless you. Raise up the hand. Nobody can by his own power overcome Satan. You need the power of Jesus. He's the only one who can give you power. And if he's not living inside of you, it will be difficult. Please raise up your hand, brothers. Sisters, raise up your hand and open up your heart to Jesus. Jesus said, I stand by the door. If you open your heart, then I will come in. God bless you. Father, I commit all these ones to you tonight. Now reach out with your finger of fire and show them mercy. Lord, let them find deliverance tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A loud amen. A powerful amen. A glorious amen. Please gather your strength together. Some of them will run out of your body. Some of them will run out of your house. But make sure your voice is the loudest. The servant of the magician. Waiting to strike me suddenly. Wherever you are,
yeah!
Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Command them to die, to die, to die, to die, to die. The serpent of the magicians that is waiting to strike. What are you waiting for? Die, 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 die. Open your mouth, that's it. Open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Command the serpent to die. Command the serpent to die. Command the serpent to die. In the name of Jesus. All that serpent tormenting your head, tormenting you in the sleep, command them to die. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, oh, Sabbath! That is hiding in my father's house! That is hiding in my mother's house! Your time is up! Dad! Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Chase them out tonight. Chase them out. Chase them out. Command that serpent to die. They must leave you alone. They must leave your children alone. Command the serpent to die. In the name of Jesus. 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 Die, 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 die. Command the serpent to die. Command the serpent to die. In the name of Jesus. You the serpent behind the trouble. You the serpent behind the sickness. What are you waiting for? Die, 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 die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are afraid, don't pray this one. But I will advise you to pray it. Whether you know the meaning or you don't know the meaning. Say,
serpent!
Operating in my house. Without me knowing. Your time is up! Death! Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I will advise you to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. You the serpent operating in my compound. Operating in my household. Operating in my house. Operating in my house. Operating in my compound. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus. You serpent operating in my house without my knowing. What are you waiting for? Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Command the serpent to die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now this is the next one. If you love yourself, pray this one. Put the particular problem, you want the problem to expire. Whether your own is serpent of poverty, serpent of sickness, serpent of barrenness, serpent of failure, serpent of rejection, whatever serpent that is attacking your destiny, are you ready to pray that prayer? The serpent of sickness! Open your mouth and command them to die. In the name of Jesus, you that serpent hiding in the body, I send the fire of God after you. Lose your power. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Tonight is your night. Heaven must answer you by fire. This serpent must die. They must die in your household. They must die in your compound. One by one, they must expire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Father. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you because of your power. Thank you because you are the great deliverer. Thank you, God, because you are the one who can break any yoke. Father, tonight, anyone who has been under the oppression, the torment, the manipulative power, the seductive power, the oppressing power, the detaining power, the caging power, the suppressing power, the strangulating power of serpent, right there where you are, in the name of him who died and arose tonight, be set free in the name of Jesus. Be set free now. Be set free now. Be set free now. That serpent that is moving about in your body, let the serpent be electrocuted. Let the serpent be electrocuted. Be set free. Be set free. That's right. Any person under the sound of my voice, that these powers have held you down, and this power has caged your finances, and this power has caged your head, today I command your resources to be released by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please, people of God, this prayer, please pray it tonight. Any serpent power behind the problem I'm going through, expire. Every serpent power behind the problem that I'm going through, expire by fire. Father, now it's time to pray on our water. Please bring out your water.
Bring out your water now. And let your amen be super dynamic. Father, Baba.
In the beginning, your spirit moved upon the waters. This water here that I presented to you, so that your spirit, the spirit of fire, can move into them. In those days, your angel used to trouble the water of Bethesda. And the water becomes the water of healing. The same way, Lord, as we lift up this water, let every particle in this water become the fire of God. Fire of God, become the fire of God. Let this water become sanctifying water, purifying water, healing water, deliverance water, sanctifying power, medication power. In the name of Jesus. All the water presented here, hear the word of the Lord. Receive fire in the name of Jesus. Receive the fire in the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Let His grace shine upon you. Gracious unto you. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. All the prayer requests, all of the answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Seven Gulag, destroy Hallelujah, let's go.